The following is a presentation of Remnant. Finish the work you have started in me as I'm on my way to you.
Hi, this is Jerry Gotts, and welcome to Remnant Church Online. We hope that you'll find today's message challenging, full of hope, and most of all, practical. If you have questions, comments, or need a little more...
This is what I'm talking about. When we pray, God moves. It's awesome. Third thing you need to pray for. Oh, let's go to the prayer track. Spend time interceding for your family, church, and leaders. And that's church leaders, leaders all the way up. Third thing, and this is the part that I love the most. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray for a harvest of souls. Why are we here? Why does Remnant exist? Not because the world needed another church. There's plenty of churches. There's plenty. We exist first and foremost to win souls. We exist as a church to lead people to Jesus Christ. Why? Because we don't want them to go to hell. Because that's the odds we play for. We need to pray that God will give us a harvest of souls. Well, what do you think would happen if McDonald's quit making hamburgers? They'd eventually go broke. Why? Because they make their money on hamburgers. What happens to a church that quits winning souls? It starts being a social club, and eventually it dies. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is vast, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." The harvest is vast. Have you ever seen these big hay machines that they have now? These big, huge windrowers and all these big things they have? I'm not a big farm guy, so I don't really know, but I know they're big. And they can do acres of ground all at once. Cut down the hay, and then a baler comes and bales it all up, and then you've got hay. Or wheat, or all whatever they're harvesting. Okay? So imagine that big machine doing 1,000 acres, it could get it done in a day. Now imagine one person with a little tiny knife going through and cutting each little thing of hay all by itself. How long is it going to take him to do 1,000 acres? How long is it going to take him to do 1 acre? See, here's the problem. People bemoan the fact, oh, people just don't want to go to church anymore. You know what? I don't think that's it. I think people aren't coming to Christ because we're not inviting them. I think people aren't coming to the Lord because Christians aren't doing their job. When's the last time you spoke to somebody about Christ? Rubber meets the road time, huh? When's the last time you spoke to somebody you knew or loved and told them about what Jesus had done for you? Or tried to influence them to Christ in any way? I'm not saying you have to pray preach a message at them. You don't have to hit them over the head with a 25-pound family Bible. You don't have to, you know, "Yo, sinner, you're going to hell!" You know, in fact, you'll probably get punched in the eye if you do that. And rightly so. But when is the last time you tried to influence somebody to Christ? See, the harvest is there. The fields are ready. God just needs harvesters. God just needs people to go pick the wheat. So we need to pray that God will send people. And first of all, start with us. God, I want you to pray this prayer. Do me a favor. Here's your homework. Just like school. Here's your homework this week. Every morning when you wake up this week, pray this prayer. Dear God, send me to somebody who needs you today. Is that a hard prayer? It's not. I mean, that's not even hard to remember, is it? God, send me to somebody who needs you today. And then all through your day, be on the lookout. I kind of like the idea of Christians as guided missiles. You know, a little, and then you find the person and it kind of pop, 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 pop. I don't know. You don't have to make those noises necessarily. Because I think it would probably like scare some people off. But just walking around work. What? I don't know. Maybe get you a little laser pointer, put a red dot on their forehead. Yeah, you're the one. Okay, I don't know. Pray that God will send you to somebody. You run into people all the time who need to know Christ. And sometimes we don't do anything about it because we're put off or we're this or we're that. I told the story of the Bible study the other night, a couple of weeks ago, about being in Alpha Beta in Beaumont. I was youth pastor at a church in Beaumont. And I walked past this lady by the fish sticks and she was crying. And that's not a normal place for people to cry. I don't, you know, maybe she lost her goldfish earlier in the week. I don't know, you know. I don't know. Maybe she had a thing for the Gorton's fishermen. I don't know, really. But as I passed by her going my grocery shopping, I heard in my heart of hearts, I knew God wanted me to pray with her. Well, the first thing I did was tell God, you're crazy. She's by the fish sticks. I'm not praying there. Because that's not, well, she's by the fish sticks. And I passed her by. And then I started bargaining with God. Because here's the thing. Every time I went one way, here was that lady coming the other way. She's still crying. We, you know, like a serpentine. We kept passing each other each way. And I wanted to go another direction. But just, everywhere I went, there she was. She's crying. And every time I passed her, I felt more and more convicted. I should have prayed with her. So I worked it out with God. I said, okay, God, I'll pray with her in the parking lot. You know, not here. Not, you know, she's by the green beans, God. Not by the green beans. Finally, honest to goodness, I caught her by the Wonder Bread. And I couldn't take it anymore. And she kept showing up. And she was still crying. So I said, ma'am, would you like for me to pray with you? I'd like that. And I prayed with her. She dropped to her knees. She immediately cried out for God's mercy. She's a missionary to the Philippines right now. It's amazing. That's a lie. I prayed with her and she said thank you and she walked away. I never saw her ever again. Now, if I had prayed with her by the fish sticks, who knows? See, here's the thing, guys. If I tell my boys when they're at the house, if I tell them to take out the trash on Wednesday night and they take it on Thursday night, have they obeyed me? Kind of. I mean, they took the trash out. They also missed trash day. See, delayed obedience isn't necessarily obedience. We need to pray. Isaiah 43, we got to go. Or Isaiah 43, 5 through 7 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. From the east I will bring your descendants. From the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, hand them over. To the south, don't hold any back. Bring my sons from distant lands, my daughters from the remote regions of the earth, and everyone who belongs to me, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed, yes, whom I made. Isaiah 43, 5 and 7. Here's what we need to do. We need to pray to the north. God, to the north of this church are people who need to know you. I pray, God, that you will just shake them from their foundations. God, that you will take the scales off their eyes that has blinded them to your truth. God, I pray to the people of the north that you would make them heirs of salvation. God, I pray to the south of this church. God, or the south, wherever you are. God, I pray for the people of the south of here. God, that you would shake their hearts, that you would bring them to you, Father God. I pray to the east, I pray to the west, God, that there would be a harvest of souls. And honest to goodness, man, I mean, turn and face it if you want to. pray that God will begin gathering in all those people who need to know Him. Church, if we don't pray for them, who's going to? If we don't decide that we're going to get serious about God's business, who's going to? It's time for us to say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of gangs killing each other. I'm sick and tired of drugs robbing kids and adults of their lives. I'm sick and tired of all these people that have to go to jail. I'm sick and tired of all these things that are infringing on all the lifespans of people. I'm sick and tired of Satan winning in these people's lives. God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in them, Father God. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done in the people of the north, the people of the south, the east, and the west. God, let them come to you. It's time for us to begin praying that, guys. It's time for us to begin saying, I'm tired of sin being this big. God's so much greater. Pray that God will send His angels to minister. I prayed that God would wake them up on God would wake people up on time to come to church. I prayed that God would not let them get a flat tire on the way to church. I prayed, God, let your angels just cover them. Hebrews 1:14 says, he's talking about angels, all of them are spirits on a divine mission sent to serve those who are about to inherit salvation, aren't they? About to inherit salvation. How many people this morning, right now, to the north of this church, are ready to inherit salvation? How many? How many people right now to the south of this church are ready to accept Christ? They're not necessarily ready yet, but God's working in them. All He needs is harvesters and people who are serious enough about doing it to get on their knees, stand on their feet, wherever you want to pray, and do battle in spiritual realms for them. Hey, I work for the sheriff's office, but I'm sick of my jail being full. I'm sick. Sick of these prisons being full of people whose lives are just wasted. I'm sick of the drugs that come into my unit. Sick of the weapons we have to look at because somebody has taken upon themselves to hurt someone else. And you know what, folks? It all comes back to sin. It all comes back to the fact that God needs desperately harvesters. Look at the prayer track. Ask God to loose the captives, to send His angels to minister, and pray for a harvest of souls. Awesome. So, what do? Start with us. Get your act together first. Right? Got a clean house. Then pray for your family, your friends, your leaders, your church. And then, guys, this is so important. Please don't leave this out. Begin praying for the lost. Everybody in this room was lost at one point. And somebody prayed for you. Time for you to return the favor. Time for you to pay your debt. God, you're so good to us. Oh, Father, I my heart just boils with this. I can't stop. God, right now, say it with me, church. As a church, God, we pray to the north of this church. God, that you would touch those who are held captive. Maybe they're enslaved by drugs or by habits or by other things. God, we pray for them that they would be loosed. God, that their scales would fall off their eyes, that Satan would no longer be able to hold them captive. God, we pray for them. Send your angels to minister to them. Father, maybe it's not this church. Maybe it's some other church. But God, get them somewhere where they can meet you. Father, send somebody to minister to them, God. Lord, we pray to the south, God, let your kingdom come. Your will be done in the lives of the people of the south of here, God. Father God, the east, the west, God, let your kingdom come and your will be done. Oh God, move in us. Father God, do great and mighty things we don't even comprehend yet, God. Oh Father, touch. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, God, in Remnant, this church, God, and everybody here. Oh Father, move in our hearts and lives. Thanks, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I pray for the harvest of souls that I know is coming. They're out there, God, ready to be picked. Make us harvesters, God.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com.